Welcome to a spooky episode of Why Is Harriet Crying?
Yeah, welcome.
It's nice. Why didn't you say anything?
I
thought you were
going to
go like, ooh.
Yeah. It's just that you wouldn't realise how spooky it was if you were just listening to it.
Oh, yeah, they don't know. Yeah. They don't know the lengths that we've gone to.
There's a...
No, after you.
Well, there's a lot going on, isn't there? There's
there's a lot
number
going
of candles.
On.
There's a pumpkin with my face drawn on it, apparently.
Spooky snail, and the pumpkin.
And you've dressed up. You've dressed up, put mascara in your hair. You've got an Adams Family outfit on.
Yep. It's a bit embarrassing because I said snail is very important that you wear.
And I'm having a Fanta and a jumper.
I said you must dress up, snail. And what have you done? You've worn your usual... Steve Jobs outfit.
I don't do dress up. I don't understand dress up.
You don't understand dress up?
I don't know what
you don't understand fun. You don't understand.
I have fun. I have a lot of fun.
Do you? What
I have
fun? Tell me something you've done that's fun recently.
With my friends, just chatting and just, you know, having a lot of jokes and that.
Jokes?
Yeah.
You
but
jokes.
I don't find dress up fun.
Right.
What's so fun about dress up?
Well, you know, you're expressing yourself.
No, you're not. You're wearing a mask. That's dress up.
What?
I'm not wearing a mask. You're wearing a costume. Someone else's life.
Yeah, but that's maybe fun. It feels like I can finally be myself when I'm someone else.
That's why people like fancy dress. That is genuine. It's because they get to express who they really are with a mask on. And that's
why
such
do
a
you have
shame.
To ruin everything fun?
Well, you
why
tried
do you
to say
to
I wasn't
an
fun.
Explanation
because you said
something.
I wasn't fun.
You're not that fun.
Well, you're not fun either.
You're more not fun. Have you ever dressed up?
Yes, I've occasionally dressed up.
What have you dressed up as?
Loads of stuff.
Go on then.
No.
So you don't even stick by your own rules. What have you dressed up as?
Well, the last I did a musical, so I had to dress up as Annie.
Oh, yeah. That was excellent.
I don't think that'll ever be released to the public, thankfully.
I've got a photo and I will put it up.
You're not allowed to. You don't own those images.
I do. Bought them from Annie.
Yeah, actually, Annie, you should not be sending...
Annie's not listening. You addressed that to Annie, but she's not listening. She's busy. She's got a podcast, actually. I did her podcast.
Which really?
All we do seem to do at the moment is list other podcasts.
Because I do a couple of other things.
Shut up. What have you dressed up as? Annie, what else?
The last Halloween party I went to was 2015. Mm-hmm. And I dressed up as... The theme was... I can't remember. I mean, it was Halloween. The theme was Halloween.
The theme was... That's usually the Halloween themes.
Mm. Yeah, and I dressed up as the end credits of a horror film. So I wore all black and then I printed off a screenshot of the end credits of a horror film and sellotaped it to my jumper. Back and front.
Where do you get these amazing ideas from?
From my head.
From upstairs. You pointed at your head.
From upstairs, isn't it?
It's really embarrassing though that I'm dressed up and you're not dressed
up. You knew I wasn't going
to
dress up.
I said to you, Sunil, it's really important that you dress up. How many times did I message you and say you have to dress
up?
Yeah,
but you messaged me so many times that it felt like you were trying to trick me into. You said turn up dressed up.
No, I did. Originally, I was trying to trick you into dressing up to be the only one that dressed up. But then I thought I'd convinced you, so then I dressed up. But then now the trick I've played is on myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
But at least you're indoors in your own house and not
That's
outside.
That's true. Thank God. Thank God. Nobody will know.
No one outside's seen
No
you.
One knows.
No one can ever tell.
No one can ever tell that I've dressed up. Nobody else has.
Well, no, it is fun dressing up, I guess.
Yeah. Put mascara in my hair, though. I don't know if that's...
What's that on your lips?
Eyeshadow.
It's not even black lipstick. It's eyeshadow on your lips.
It's made my lips feel very dry. I don't know. It's very dusty and dry. I had the full outfit because I did... This is for a musical. Yeah. I'm dressed up as Wednesday Addams.
Did you put eyeshadow on your lips for that as well?
No, I had a lipstick and a white face paint thing, which I thought I still had, and black hairspray, but I didn't. So I've just bunged a bit of mascara and some eyeshadow on my lips. So that's where we're at.
Well, it looks like a really good effort.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how I'm going to get it off my hair. So that's
or
a problem.
Your lips.
Or my lips. And this is very tight around my neck. Great. So
that's over now.
What is?
The whole Halloween bit.
No, it's still Halloween. The whole episode is going to be Halloween.
No,
we're going to keep bringing back Halloween.
Okay.
The whole episode. Do you like spooky Sunil, the pumpkin? Do you see? It looks like you. It's got glasses and a beard.
Yeah, you did. You've also taken my hat off me and
took
put it
your hat
on it.
Off your head, put it on the pumpkin.
It's a good effort. The thing is, I think it's very easy to draw a picture of my face.
Oh, wow.
Because there's specific
it's
facial...
It's easy to draw, but not easy to draw well.
No, well, as you've ably proved here, just quite a lot of hair, yep, eyes, glasses.
Very hairy, yeah.
And a nose that is frankly too big.
No, actually, I thought your nose was smaller than I looked at it, and it's not as small as you tell people.
I've always been worried I've got a small nose.
No, you don't, actually. You don't.
It's not a distinguished
nose.
No
need to worry about that. If anything, too big.
We both have problems with that, because you keep thinking your nose is too big.
No, people tell me that. I don't think that. People, multiple people have told me that, and
Harriet
I didn't know.
Nosley.
What are you doing with that knife?
About to put it on the floor. I'm putting it on the floor.
Why? What are you doing?
Because I don't know what it was doing on the table.
Wielding a knife.
I'm not
it's
wielding
on the table, because it's Halloween, so we put a knife on the table.
I thought you just left it there from some crumpets or something.
No, it was from the... We had some cake, and so I had the knife from the cake, and then it's Halloween, so we had a Halloween knife. But you just wheeled it at me. Nobody saw, but you were pointing at me.
What's
behind
this?
The table. That's a candle, but we don't have the candle in it. It doesn't turn on.
Okay, well, it's just a sort of crystal mess,
what is wrong?
Isn't it?
Me and Elliot spent ages making the table look nice. And
I was here. I know you did not spend ages.
We did spend ages. I've had to buy a pumpkin. I've had to decorate a pumpkin. I've had to light candles. I've had to put mascara on my hair.
Yeah, you sorted that out. You sorted yourself out.
Okay.
While me and Elliot dressed the table.
Dressed the table.
Yeah, that's what it's called in the business. Sorry, what were we talking about?
Halloween.
Yeah, so fair enough. If people like it, they like it.
How do you feel about it?
I don't feel anything about it.
Strongly about it.
I don't feel anything about it.
What do you do? Okay, so talk me through your day on Halloween. So Halloween morning, you wake up.
What day of the week is it?
First thing you do, Halloween day.
What day of the week is it?
Depends on the year.
Please, Elliot.
It's like it falls on different times. So you've woken up early, probably, because you're excited.
Who
you
gets
think,
up early on Halloween because they're excited? It's
I can't
Christmas.
Sleep. It's Halloween.
No and one does that.
You wake
no one
up
does that.
6 a.m. probably.
I get my face mask on.
To see if anyone's left anything for you.
There's no presents on Halloween.
Halloween gift. Oh, what's Halloween going to bring this
it's
year
just an
for a little
excuse for
senile.
A party. That's all it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, and so what do you do first thing in the morning on Halloween?
Whatever I normally do. I have,
no.
I have a black coffee and a couple of cigarettes in the garden.
No, I bet you at least eat like one of those chocolate eyes.
No,
you know what I mean? They're in the wrapper and you get some from M&S.
Sweets or treats, no.
You have some treats.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, you're wrong.
And then what time do the trick or treaters start?
Don't
knocking
tell me.
At your door. What time do they start?
You don't get them
Hallows,
anymore.
Hallows Eve.
And if they are, everyone turns the lights out and hides in the back.
No. Do you do that?
No, no one's usually in because I'm usually out on Halloween.
Where, oh,
having a great
celebrating.
Halloween party.
Where,
yes,
where
that's right.
You, where do you go usually to celebrate?
What I do is I Google best Halloween parties.
Really?
And I buy a ticket to one of those and I dress up and have a lovely time, eat a lot of Halloween treats. And that's what I do. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
Do you go on your own or do you bring a friend?
I go on my own. I need some new friends.
You go on your own to a Halloween. So you Google, so like somewhere like Time Out or something.
I Google on Time Out.
You
yeah.
would recommend Halloween parties
yeah,
to
yeah,
celebrate.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And you look up and you find the best one.
Because I love Halloween. I'm really into
Halloween.
It.
Do you like around North London or do you
oh,
travel?
Oh, no, I'm prepared to travel to South.
South.
I'm prepared to travel to South.
What about
London.
If it was in Kent or Scotland?
No, I'm not going to. No. As long as I can get there on public transport, I'll be fine.
Yep. And then you go and you celebrate Halloween.
I celebrate Halloween, whatever that means.
You watch a Halloween film in the afternoon, maybe, to get you in the spirit?
I'll probably watch a Halloween film while getting ready for the party in my Halloween outfit.
Oh, great. And will you eat orange food?
Will I eat orange food? The classic Halloween question. Will I eat orange food?
Maybe like a pumpkin sandwich? Or no, maybe an orange.
I thought you were clutching at straws earlier, but no. Go on.
Well,
go.
Fascinating to learn about how you celebrate Halloween.
Tell me how you enjoy Halloween. Tell
oh,
me about
I don't
your day.
Do anything. It's a bit much of anything. Bit much. Yeah. Anyway, we have a fantastic guest on the episode today.
That's a whole can of Fanta.
Yes, big glass, really
like,
big glass.
The glass is big.
Yeah, big glass, actually. I learned that
we've
last
got a guest.
Night. When, we've got a fabulous guest. We always have a very awkward introduction because they're always sat in the corner and then we kind of say, beckon them. Oh, no, we say they come through the door.
And they arrive from another
and then
part of the shop.
We arrive from a different direction. So would you like to do the introduction?
Let's close our eyes.
Okay.
And when we open them, our guest will be sitting there.
Spooky.
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 Okay, so let's close our eyes. And please welcome our guest,
Heidi Regan. Spooky Regan.
I'm terrified. Okay.
Welcome, Heidi. Oh.
What a lovely Halloween outfit.
Thank you.
And it matches the
microphone.
Thank you
for not telling me until I got here that it was the Halloween episode.
Basically,
classic Halloween prank.
We've really managed to make everyone feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable because I'm dressed up. You feel uncomfortable because you're not dressed up, and you just always are uncomfortable.
I'm always comfortable.
Bad leg.
No,
you're
leg
always
fine.
In pain.
My leg is fine. My leg is not
painful.
I
also don't celebrate Halloween, so you've made me really uncomfortable.
Oh, I thought you would.
I do, actually.
Yeah.
Do you?
What do you do to celebrate? Let's talk us through your day. You wake
start
up.
Start with something orange. I eat something orange.
Yeah, of course. Which for breakfast is difficult.
Why is that the colour of Halloween?
It's pumpkins and green or black.
Why green?
Ooze. Ooze
so
is the colour of
ooze. I eat some ooze. And then something orange. Then I say no to many Halloween parties because...
Oh.
You don't like to party.
Too cool.
You get invited to lots.
Actually,
Sunil has to Google them.
I have to Google
them. You're turning them down and Sunil's desperately on the hunt.
I don't know many people that have parties anymore.
We had a Halloween party last year.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure
thanks.
You were invited.
No, don't remember actually being invited.
You definitely both invited.
No.
I'm going to check that. And then we'll edit in. Edit. See, you were invited.
you
were not in charge of the
edit.
There are other people coming on here thinking they own the podcast.
Cut that.
No.
So you get invited to lots of parties.
In my own house.
In your own house.
And I always, the last 4 years, I've worn the same
Halloween outfit.
I just have a black cloak, hooded cloak. Yeah. And I've worn it every year as a vaguely different...
I like to come up with new ideas for every Halloween party.
You've only listened once so far, which is you printed out 2 pieces of A4 paper.
But I wore black.
You always wear black.
No, I don't. This is dark blue.
Black. That's
and
black.
And blue jeans.
Black.
It's not dark blue, is it?
It is. It's very dark blue. You can actually get a black version of this, which is actually black.
It's not. It's the same colour as your beard. What is your beard navy blue?
It's navy blue.
You have a navy blue beard.
It's not...
This jumper is navy blue, and let's not.
No.
I don't even want to discuss that.
It's not navy blue.
I don't care. I don't want to talk about it.
You wish it was navy blue.
No, because the argument's never going to be resolved.
Why are you upset it's not navy blue? Yes, it is.
I get the receipt off the internet.
There's a lot of Halloween energy going on.
Yes,
very
spooky. Everything's unsettled because it's Halloween. Oh, Sunil's just on his phone now.
I'm looking for the receipt for this jumper.
Okay, fine.
Blood on the table.
Oh,
as
no.
Well.
Someone's bleeding. My foot is actually bleeding, but it's not on the table. There's just some glass in it, which won't acquit. I think me and you are quite similar, really. We get a bit overwhelmed, maybe.
Yeah. Do you mean in terms of crying?
Yeah.
I think we're actually
a big crier. Yeah, you're not a big crier. We worry about things, but you're not a big crier.
I repress the tears.
Yes, yeah.
But feel the pain.
How do you do that?
I don't think it's healthy. I'm trying to cry more. Mm. I really struggled preparing for this Halloween podcast. Trying to think of times I'd cried that were funny, because I think I never used to cry, but then if I did, it was like a 5-year build-up cry.
Oh God!
It's just traumatic to relay.
It's blue.
They don't know. I don't believe them. It just says lamb's wool. It doesn't say blue. Heidi was just opening up about how she hasn't cried for 5 years.
You haven't cried for 5 years?
No,
how it builds up and then she cries. You
but
haven't
now,
been paying attention.
You told me
a bit more. I feel like you deflect on discussing emotions.
Absolutely.
By
thank you, Heidi.
Arguing over the colour of clothes.
Yeah.
And that's probably your most
very
common
good.
Way of doing it.
Actually, very
going
good.
Just on today.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this dynamic.
This is a good breakthrough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're meant to...
We're going to
bully
you today.
You know, you can't bully me.
Yeah.
Heidi's not capable of bullying anyone.
And I'm all immediately intimidated.
Heidi can
bully.
You can
bully. I'm a sheep. If he tells me to bully you, it's going to flip.
Don't tell her.
I'm not going to tell her to bully you. Why would I do that?
Wink once if you want me to bully her.
That was a blink.
I didn't blink. I blinked. I didn't wink.
Yeah, okay.
There'll be no bullying on this podcast.
Thank you. Oh. This is a bully-free podcast.
Yeah.
Especially on the Halloween.
All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve Halloween, because we respect Halloween. And
sorry,
we would not
Heidi
want
was
to...
actually talking about when she cries.
Mm.
Yes.
I don't cry, but I have started to cry more because I'm trying to open. I cried in the latest Avengers film, but it was because I was on my own.
Okay, that's not...
Oh, because you were lonely or because of the
no,
film?
No, because I felt free
because you're
to...
lonely and watching an Avengers film.
Yeah, no, it was wonderful, but I cried Can I spoil the latest Avengers?
Elliot,
film?
What are the rules on spoilers?
We've said the
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Something happens to Iron Man at the end, and I cried.
Something good.
If you consider the sweet release of life, which you might, you'd been through a lot.
Yeah.
What is an Avengers film?
I know what they are, but I would never go and watch one.
There's like
what?
I think they're awful.
Wow, because Martin Scorsese said so.
Well, that's a no. I just find them all boring and the same thing over and over again.
But Iron Man is so charming.
Yeah, I think that it's. I'm sure I would. I probably enjoy one, but it's not for me.
I can't believe you've never watched.
I have. I've seen like Iron Man.
But I don't understand. There's Iron Man, but then there's Avengers films. Yeah, but then why are they together?
He's one of the Avengers.
They all join together. It's just nice because it's friendship. And that's why you get sad as well. The thing that makes me...
So they were all together and you were all alone.
Yeah. When I asked my friend Megan, who you know from school, I was asking my friends, like, when have I cried in an amusing way? And she said, you spent all your 20s crying in happiness. And I used to cry about if all my friends were together, I would cry.
Yeah.
In happiness. And I did it at a hen weekend when I was back home. I stood up. I was a bit drunk and I stood up to make a toast of like to friendship. And then my friend guessed what I was going to do. And she went, oh, I just want some. I'm so happy every day. And then I burst into tears in surprise and happiness and sadness. And then everyone laughed. And I was going, no, it's okay. I am just happy. And then she started to cry going, I'm such an arsehole. Why would I make that? And then we had to comfort her. And then there was this whole other, like it was actually a non-hen weekend because the wedding had been called off. So it was like a solidarity weekend to say, hey, I hope you're okay. Right. And so then I said to the girl whose wedding it no longer was, I went, hey, I'm so impressed you haven't cried all weekend.
Oh,
and she immediately burst into tears. But yeah, so that's why the Avengers makes me cry. I think it makes me think of hen weekend.
I think you're the only one to cry out of happiness at a hen do.
I thought you cry out of happiness sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, at hen weekend, sorry. Right.
I think it's just bittersweet. Yeah. It's always crying that I'm happy that all these friends are here, but then I immediately think of the fragility of time and life and that one day we won't all be together.
Me and Heidi are very similar in that, very deep thinkers.
Yes.
Think about all the big things.
We do.
Yeah,
maybe
I
that's
know.
Why you never cry, because you don't feel.
Yeah, but you think about these things, but you never conclude anything. And so if you don't resolve it, you're constantly sitting with it. So you need a resolution.
But if I resolved it, then I'll just go mad.
Or she'd be a guru. No one's resolved the meaning of life.
Maybe I should be a guru.
It's not about the meaning. Why are you crying about the meaning of life?
Because it's
sad
that time is...
Yes, time is sad.
You're sad about death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you say about that? Oh, you're sad about death.
No,
like
no,
as
I'm
if
telling,
nobody's
I'm,
sad
I'm
about
not,
death. Like,
about
as if that's pathetic.
Iron Man had given so much and then he just died.
Is he made out of iron or does he run something that has iron?
We'll never know.
Yeah, but shouldn't you be happy that he's lived an incredible life?
I was. It was a bittersweet. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to have to make any more films, but I'd also like him too.
And it's not about should or could.
What?
It's not about you should be happy.
It's
just because
would.
You should be happy doesn't mean you would be happy sometimes.
You can choose to be happy about
no,
the fact.
No,
okay.
You can't choose your emotions unless you're a robot Iron
That's
Man.
That's not true at all.
Sunil is Iron Man. That's what we've learned this episode.
I'm also Batman.
Oh, no, you're not Batman.
Why not?
You're Iron Man. You are an
Iron
Heart.
You can't mix DC and Marvel. Be serious.
Yeah. What's that film, Wizard of Oz, when there's iron, the iron
Tin Man.
You're the Tin Man, but you're made of iron and you don't have a heart or a brain.
You don't have a heart or a brain. But you got no little
All dog. Of that for one little dig. All of that. We're still laughing, you?
Sorry, yeah, I was just thinking about how you don't have a brain. Carry
she
on.
She slammed you.
Really got you there. Really good. Nice. Really good one there.
Adia, what were you saying before that?
Sorry, you were Googling.
You're calling me a robot again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, an Iron Man.
Oh, thank you.
And then I said, you don't have a brain.
There we go, back again.
I know another cry I did recently that is the exact same thing, and it's the meaning of life, so you have to resolve it for me. So I don't like crying.
Yeah, if you fix it.
Because I used to be more like Sunil and not cry at all, and I want to go back to those days because I think I am feeling too much now, and it's not helpful. I cried when I moved in with my girlfriend about a month ago, because I had to say goodbye to Chris and Rahul, my flatmates, as I left them.
Aww.
I got there and she went, yay, we live together. And I immediately burst into tears. But I was happy to be moving in. But I was just sad at the passing of time and adulthood, even though we would still have fun and all that. And she understood, even though it felt a bit mean to
best moving. I'm so happy to live with you.
I know, I understand those tears. That makes sense to me.
I did the same when I moved in with Bobby.
Okay, good. Yeah. And then my girlfriend did the same when her flatmate left. So,
yeah, it's sad to leave housemates. Yeah. They become like family. Yeah, have you ever cried leaving a housemate?
No.
You understand it, but you will never do it.
The trick is to, towards the end of the relationship, irreparably damage it.
Mm.
And so you can walk away thinking, that was shit, I'm never going back.
Or use your fingernails to
pinch yourself
so that the tears don't come. Yeah, and then you can bite your lip as well, and then that can stop the tears. The
voice of experience. Voice of bitter experience and wisdom.
Who have you ever fallen out with that you've lived with then?
I'm falling out with them.
You just to protect yourself.
You just cut them off.
You just think,
from you.
Because I'm usually always quite excited for something new to start.
You like change.
Yeah.
You're gross. Grow up now. Hold on to what you've got mourn everything you lose every day.
Yeah.
What do you like about change?
I can't tell if you're emotionally healthy or...
No, very sick.
I don't think anyone
emotionally
at this table
sick.
Is emotionally healthy. I don't even
know
what
that
means.
I know, but just let's grade this. Let's...
Where's the rankings?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Out of five.
Yeah. No, that means I'm at the bottom.
Having listened to this podcast and
known never
Harriet,
heard it.
I am very... Oh. Actually worried to be number two.
It's very rude.
Working on myself. I know we're teamed up against Neil.
Yeah, but you've really turned. You've turned.
Do you want to go against her? I'm switching on.
I'm perfectly happy.
You're
on
like
own.
A bad Avenger. If you were in the Avengers films, you'd be a bad one. You'd be
the
evil
most
one.
Thing you can say to me. You know I cry about the Avengers.
Who's the bad one? Cyclops. What's that from?
That's
X-Men.
And Jason and the Argonauts. That was like
a dad, an old dad.
That was like
dad
in Notting Hill
something.
When she goes, the little young actress says to Hugh Grant in the fake interview, she goes, I work with Leonardo, and he goes, Da Vinci. She's like, DiCaprio. But I always have found that annoying because why would he think Leonardo da Vinci was alive?
Yeah, what an idiot.
Yeah, that's such a good idea, actually.
What?
What Heidi said.
Thank you. I've never been so complimented and then immediately compliment is undercut because she clearly wasn't even listening.
It's like you're not even understanding
anything. Such a good idea.
To
quote Notting Hill.
But I think I am winning overall.
Do you think this is a good likelihood of Sunil?
Likeness.
A likelihood.
A good
likeness.
You are losing so much.
It's a good drawing of me on a pumpkin. I do like it.
Oh,
it's heavy.
Look at the camera.
Heavy.
Look at the camera.
That is actually very...
It's good.
The nose is bigger than your nose.
Yes, thank you.
No, it's not.
I've got a much
smaller nose. Look at her nose. Look at his nose from the side. No, it's because your beard sticks out too much. It is actually quite big.
No, maybe the glasses are hiding the nose.
You're going to drop it, aren't you? Heavy, isn't it?
Calm down, spooky Sunil. Put the cap back on.
Well,
it's getting cold.
When is?
Oh dear.
What was that noise? That was
dear.
Weird.
Are we acting like there's a ghost?
Maybe there's a ghost in here because it's a spooky Halloween episode. Have you ever had an encounter with a ghost, Sunil?
Well, no. No, I don't. No, I don't think so.
If you believe in horoscopes, don't you?
I don't
believe in
horoscopes,
now?
But I do enjoy reading them. Okay. Only recently that I've enjoyed reading them.
Heidi, have you ever seen a ghost?
Never seen a ghost. I thought I heard one once at a farm when I was 10.
You thought you heard one?
Well,
I thought it
for years. Yeah. We stayed at this farm that was like friends of my parents, and I think they must have told me before we went to bed, there's a ghost at this old farmhouse. And then in the night I heard footsteps on the gravel outside. So I was awake all night terrified going, I heard the ghost. And I told them no one, they went, yeah, that'll be the ghost. But then 10 years later, I was like, wait, there was a farm with so many dogs and cows and all that just hanging out right where the gravel was. So it was just a dog, probably.
Wait, the cows were on the gravel?
I mean,
like on the driveway.
I was trying to think of other animals.
Dogs or cows.
There's dogs and cows on the gravel driveway.
There were definitely dogs on the
but
driveway.
Dogs are usually asleep.
Do you know what
night.
A cow is?
So it must have been a ghost. Yeah. What's more likely, that a dog woke up in the night or it was a ghost that walks on
and
the
why
gravel?
Why are ghosts, why have they got, like, weight?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they riddle float. They float, ghosts.
Where do ghosts get their force from? Like their mass?
The moon. The moon.
Ectoplasm.
The moon. Ectoplasm and the moon. Yeah. All very good answers. tweet us if you do know the answer.
I was watching Jenny Slate's
the comedian.
Stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
She was saying how her house is riddled. Her family house
oh
was
my
riddled
God.
With ghosts.
My worst nightmare. Yeah. Absolute worst
she
nightmare.
Said it was very traumatic.
I watched the beginning of it last night.
It's really
with my
good.
Flatmate, and I was enjoying it just the beginning, and then Evelyn had to stop watching it because she thought that there'd been a wardrobe malfunction because her top doesn't have any buttons on it. And I said, no, I'm sure there wouldn't have been a malfunction, and that got into her head so much we had to change the program.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? She couldn't... She was uncomfortable?
She was uncomfortable watching a special where she thought the comedian had a wardrobe malfunction.
Well, like her tits were out.
Well, you could see her bra, but I thought that was just part of the outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to stop watching it.
I think there would have been a few avenues on the way towards the Netflix, coming out on Netflix, that someone would have said...
You can see...
You can see your tits.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I believe
it's a shame. I would have liked.
I didn't notice it, and now I regret watching the entire.
You're
special.
Part of the problem, actually.
I am.
Yeah. You,
maybe that's why I like.
Why you enjoyed it so
I'm
much?
Gross.
Exactly.
She's very funny, though. I should watch it. Properly.
It was great. Yeah, really good special.
Mm. But you're ghosts.
She had ghosts in it.
Ghosts. Yeah. Have you ever seen a poltergeist?
A poltergeist.
Are you serious? Did you just call it a poltergeist?
I thought
why
you were very good with
why
that?
Did he call it a poltergeist?
Poltergeist.
Are you serious?
Yes, what's wrong? I genuinely don't understand. When a ghost throws things.
Yeah, what? It's hard to tell if she...
I don't know if she's...
Poltergeist. When it's... Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to me? When a ghost throws things, there's a violent ghost.
It's called what?
Polter.
Polter what?
Ghost. What are you saying? What's wrong? Is it pronounced differently? Fuck off. When a ghost... Stop it. When a ghost throws things.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. Poltergeist.
Yeah.
It's just a different pronunciation.
It's a different word. It's not... It doesn't,
how?
Poltergeist is not a word. Poltergeist.
I'm Googling it.
G-E-I-S-T. Poltergeist.
Wait.
Do you want the mic?
No, I don't understand.
Yeah, Google poltergeist.
Oh, God.
How have you thought it's poltergeist?
It's exactly... What is the difference? I don't understand the difference.
Well, there's no such thing as a poltergeist.
But that's the only difference.
Yeah.
So there is a poltergeist. Poltergeist. Yeah, look, loads of stuff's coming out. Poltergeist.
By Evil Scarecrow.
Evil Scarecrow. Poltergeist, Urban Dictionary. Dan thought he saw a poltergeist at work and pissed his pants.
It's not the right word.
If the first result is Urban Dictionary, that doesn't...
Yeah, it's poltergeist.
But what? Why is... They've just spelt it wrong.
No, you've spelt it wrong.
The internet.
No,
just...
Get rid of the H. Get rid of the H. G-E. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Okay.
Which dictionary?
Why isn't it called a ghost? It's still a ghost.
Don't act like you're correct on this. You've just called it. How long have you called it a poltergeist?
Everybody else is wrong. Everybody else is wrong. It has the word ghost on the end, and it's a very movement-y one.
So I know everyone knows what a poltergeist is.
Were you reading that on the screen?
Very movement-y one.
You're looking down and it's very movement-y.
Oh my God. Heather O'Rourke was incredibly young when she died, caused by a poltergeist.
That's the plot of Poltergeist, the film.
What is
this? Oh my God, a woman died.
Right, let's close that. Let's close the laptop.
Followed by poltergeists.
I would.
Well done.
I would listen to a podcast that is just you reading random stories on the internet going, oh my God, another woman died.
I listen to
from
a podcast.
A poltergeist.
I listen to a ghost based podcast where you just call them poltergeists.
Really?
Just annoying everyone.
Oh, I did. I thought you said you listened to one.
No. Okay. I would listen to you annoying an audience of poltergeist
fans.
Have you
ever seen or heard a ghost?
Well, that's what I was asking. No, I am. I haven't. Oh, and thank God, because I'd be so afraid.
Oh, yes.
There was something in our roof, but I think it might have been...
Pigeon?
Rat. A pigeon, yes. Or a rat.
It was a pigeon or a rat.
But it could have been a ghost.
Well, it wasn't.
Scampering about in your room.
Scampering about in the room.
I can hear like something upstairs in my house.
Evelyn.
No, I'm at the top floor. Oh, I can hear something in the roof, like creaking about.
We used to have possums banging above my bed in the
having
roof.
Having full sex?
All night. Ugh. Possums having sex is the loudest.
What does it sound like?
It's, you know how it's like foxes. Yeah. It's like that, but more like
screaming.
Rolling and thumping and screeching.
Lovely.
Hot possum sex.
Well, I would found anything to search for online.
A podcast of possums having sex, and then occasionally hear Harriet go, lovely.
No, but I'm very scared that one day I'll live somewhere and there'll be a ghost, and then it'll be me and the ghost.
What do you mean? Just you on your own with the ghost?
Yeah, I can't think of anything worse.
Well, then you'd move, wouldn't you?
Not if you've bought the place and then you can't sell it because of the ghost.
No, you just don't tell them about the ghost.
No, but you have to, because we tried to buy somewhere recently.
Well, why didn't the previous person tell you about the ghost?
No, remember when we tried to buy the place and they said, we have to tell you a guy killed himself here.
But that's not them saying, we have to tell you there's a ghost in here.
It's pretty much, it's implied.
Yeah.
That's implied.
But there's no such thing as ghosts, so.
But you said you wouldn't buy that place. You said you wouldn't buy that place.
Yeah, because I'd rather buy somewhere where I didn't know someone had killed themselves in there.
But you never know.
Dude, well, they have to tell you.
They have to tell you now legally if they kill themselves, because people are afraid of ghosts.
That's not what...
It is why. They have to tell you because...
You think a law passed through Parliament and the laws, and they're like, people are afraid of ghosts. You've got to tell them.
Why else do they tell you?
I don't know. There's other reasons.
Exactly. That's the reason, because people don't want to live with a ghost.
Just because you haven't thought of the other reasons doesn't mean that's the reason.
That's airtight.
That's the reason.
It's not the reason.
I didn't know they did that.
It is the reason. Don't appeal to
it. I can't think of any other reason, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean there isn't one.
Yeah, but can you think of one?
No, but there might be a more...
The onus is on you to prove it. Guilty until proven.
Because usually it's handled in probate, isn't it, by the lawyers? So maybe...
Oh, don't make up words to sound confusing.
Why do you have to tell someone a person killed? What a long thing to have to Google.
Themselves
in a house in
you are trying to buy.
Okay, let's see if there's a hit for this one.
Do you have to tell someone who's murdered?
That's Wales.
The person was killed. How to determine if the seller died?
That's America.
Some port after someone may have died. No, that just says how to support someone who's died.
What a bleak. Well, it's Halloween.
The information that follows you have a good age. Oh, no. I'm worried about someone.
Oh, God.
Myths
really
about
difficult.
Suicide. I'm worried I may be suicidal. I think we've gone down.
I think we should edit this bit out.
Do I have to disclose?
We should edit this bit out.
No answer. Why is there no answer? That's spooky. That means that the government knows that there's ghosts and they.
Do I have to. Yeah.
There's a good title for this episode. The government knows there are ghosts.
The government knows there are ghosts, and so you have to be informed. Otherwise, you bought something and you know there's a ghost. Psychological damage to a property. What you're talking about is the issue of psychological damage to be a property, to be distinguished from physical damage. The psychological damage.
You don't
is
even
so
know what you're reading.
Great.
So what are you emphasizing here?
I'm learning
She's
as I read it.
We will take it in and explain it back to her. I've
Such
done this
as
before.
After a violent or highly publicized murder or suicide, or widespread reports of haunting, that the house is considered stigmatized and therefore less valuable, so that you have to disclose because of the psychological damage.
You're reading out something that counters your point, but you're reading it in a voice like it proves your point, and it's working. I believe it.
I believe it. Yeah. A peaceful death is another matter. There you go. If it's peaceful, it's fine.
So Neil, it's saying you have to disclose it because it could take value off the property because it's stigmatized.
Right.
And they're saying as well, in the past, people died in houses all the time.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't realize. Yeah. So I Googled. Do you want to know what I Googled when you Googled that long sentence?
Yep.
Suicide house purchase.
Yeah.
Did anything come up?
Yeah, loads. Exactly the right answer.
Okay.
So this is interesting.
Like watching your mum write a question.
Because this is interesting. It's like, it can reduces fair market value. And also, in some Asian cultures, buying a property that had a death or suicide is a complete no-no.
I want to see that kind of lifestyle program when they go, and that's a complete no-no.
So if you ask any estate agent if someone has died in there, they have to tell you the real answer.
The New York Times says, some buyers regret not asking, anyone die here?
Because they so they don't have to bring it up. It's only if you ask.
I think, but you most will disclose it.
There must have been. It must be hard to find a house that hasn't had someone die in it.
No, no, as in like the previous someone just after you buy it, before you buy it.
So it doesn't matter if it was two buyers before.
So like if Harriet sold her house now, there's nothing to disclose unless
even,
she killed someone.
Even if
in
the
here.
Person before
unless
her had
I
died.
Murdered
no, no,
someone
she doesn't
here.
Know anything that happened before her. It's
so
only
you just
during...
need to bring in someone to. Clean the slate by living there for a month.
Buying it off you.
Yeah.
You got to trick someone, yeah.
What a good trick. Okay, are we
sorry, I'm just reading
done
about
with the house
buy houses?
Buying,
that
stop learned, reading about buying
I've learned
houses.
So much about crying.
It's the Halloween special, so yeah, yeah, we have to know this
we
stuff.
We need to know the law on death and house.
Right. I'm looking at what we're supposed to talk about. Because you've obviously gone off topic. You're still
sorry,
on a forum about
sorry.
House buying.
People say it makes their arms on their hairs on their arms stand up. And they were worried that someone with AIDS died there. They thought they were going to catch AIDS.
Let's just close
this is
that.
The New York
close,
Times.
Close it.
It's mad.
Close it.
Absolutely mad.
How all much right. of your podcast is Harriet searching the internet?
All right, we're doing a new feature this episode.
Sunil's sad story.
No.
Oh, what? It's
horoscopes.
Oh, that is whoa. Your sad story, though.
Are we doing my
Sunil
horoscope
Sunil was
going to
find a sad story. You can do everyone's horoscopes.
Okay.
So Sunil has got very into horoscopes because he believes in horoscopes.
I'm a horoscope guy.
A horoscope kind of guy.
Horror.
Horoscope.
Just because I'm doing horoscopes and it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Would you say it's how you cope with horrors?
I'd say it's because my life is completely out of control. What?
Elliot laughed.
Your life is
yeah,
out of control.
Yeah, he laughed a lot. Mm. Well, I think you only really get into horoscopes when... What? Go on, do your pun. You wanted to do
I
a pun.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Sorry, I didn't get it. You cope with horror.
I said, would you say this is how you cope with horrors?
Gopes.
Horrors.
You put it the wrong way around. Mm. Great. I thought it was a phrase someone said.
You I'm laughed sorry. Very supportively.
I know, because I didn't want to let it not, no
Elliot,
one laugh, but then Elliot
the
got it.
I got it. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank yeah. you.
Yeah. Thank you for making
sorry for laughing when I didn't understand it. I knew it was funny. I just wasn't sure why. So you feel your life is out of control, and so you're trying
to
wrestle
that's
some
why
control.
Read horoscopes.
Like you, read horoscopes because you feel out of control.
I'm trying to figure out the
meaning of life. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out the meaning of life for October. I just want to know it for October, though.
Okay. What is the meaning of life, then?
Do you want me to do yours?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is.
I'm Gemini. I'm on the Gemini Cancer cusp.
You're getting Gemini. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I identify more as a Gemini.
Okay.
Why are you on the cusp?
My birthday, the 21st. That's the cusp. So some people say I'm a Gemini. Some people say I'm a Cancer.
Same here. I'm Aquarius and Capricorn. That wasn't a joke.
Your birthday's not on the 21st.
No, but I'm near the 21st. So.
No, you're not.
I'm 23rd.
So you're nowhere near. You're not. The 21st is a cusp.
Yeah, so I'm 2 days off that.
Yeah, so then you're very much in the bracket.
You no, also said it
cusp.
Like this. You went,
no, you're
I'm
not on the cusp.
Like you were ashamed.
Some people say that Cancer begins on the 21st. Some people say Gemini ends on the 21st.
As Moon remains in Libra, some of you may be feeling lazy and lethargic today.
Yes, I do, yeah.
After all the hard work you put in for the last few days.
Thank you.
Do not let these negative feelings overpower you, dear Aries.
You're reading the wrong one.
Sorry.
That is classic.
No, I was joking. It's actually Gemini.
Oh, why did you say Aries?
I was trying to trick you into you, because anyone can read anything they want into these.
No, because then I suddenly thought, maybe I'm not tired.
You just found that out, so...
excuse me, I'm still reading it. Remain careful if you... Remain
why?
Careful.
Why?
Please, I'm
Halloween.
Reading it. Stop saying
Halloween.
That. Let me at least finish
ghosts.
The sentence.
Okay.
Remain
you said sentence. You said sentence.
Remain careful if you are working, as you may not want to miss out on all the ghosts.
Does it say ghosts?
Yes, or deadlines.
I said ghosts.
It says deadlines.
Does it say deadlines or
ghosts?
Do
not allow little...
I need to know.
Do not...
Little boys.
Do not allow little obstacles to get in the way of your goals.
It's true.
Advise astro-yogi astrologers.
Who? I should advise who?
This is on your website. If you have anything important to do...
I do.
Plan it between 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. for best results. The colour maroon will be lucky for you. Click here for a more personalised reading.
What colour would you say this is? What colour is this wine? Maroon.
You can't just neck a load of wine all the time.
I found it.
Heidi, what's your sign?
It's Aquarius.
Oh, that's me as well.
Yeah.
So I'll read it to both of you. No, okay.
Read it and see which one of us...
You're not meant to read your own horoscope. Horoscope. Yeah, that's it's bad luck.
That's nonsense. Everyone reads it.
No one reads
as Moon transmits into Libra, you'll be in a good mood as you feel extremely confident.
Oh.
Today will be a good day.
Is this today?
Today is a good day.
Yeah.
I literally cancelled a gig from sickness. That doesn't seem confident.
Very confident.
Oh.
Today will be a good day to achieve the things you wanted. If you had been planning to buy some property or invest in some new venture, you can take it forward today.
Okay. I have not.
No? Okay. Overall, a good day lies ahead of you, so make the most of this positive time and use it according to your advantage. Anything between... Oh, well, I was asleep then.
Oh.
9:30 and 10:30 is considered auspicious for greater success.
But you slept through it. You slept
Your lucky colour for today... White.
I watched BoJack Horseman between 9:30 and 10:30.
Who does that?
I was waiting to leave the hotel that
don't
I stayed.
Don't you mean tidy?
Oh, no, it's early. It's early to watch cartoons.
I was wide awake.
You were asleep. You weren't even awake.
Yeah, the clock's changed.
Don't say
cartoons. Yeah, that means you should have woken up earlier. It got an extra hour.
I've downloaded this app called Pattern, so I'll be reading.
Yeah, I want to get it. I've been building up to it.
Well, it's not hard. You can just download it.
No, I know, but I just feel nervous about getting
it,
about what it's going to say. It's an amazing horoscope app where every day it tells you, and people are like, oh my God, it knows me so well, but it's not real, but maybe it's real.
You may be overly attached to certain ideas or behaviours about relationships that are no longer useful or are outdated. Now is the time to evaluate what isn't working so you can let it go and move forward.
I don't feel like you listen to Harriet's questions.
Is that me? I've got to divorce
This is Aquarius, you idiot.
Oh, okay. Big view. Don't worry, Bobby.
What about me and Bobby?
Heidi has to divorce Bobby.
Oh, no.
But I can still watch cartoons between 9:30 and 10:30.
If some people die in a house and they're famous, it actually adds to the value.
What, like the Manson?
No, like Jackie O. She died in a house and it's actually worth more now.
Oh, that's... creepy that people want to buy the house.
I didn't know you're an Aquarius. We're very similar people.
We cry not much.
No, you cry loads.
I just wanted to talk like Yoda. I cry loads compared to you, not much compared to Harriet.
What's your favourite colour? Go.
I don't have one.
You didn't speak.
Oh,
you
green.
You don't have one either. See, you don't have a favourite colour, so that means you're
don't
the
tell
same.
Me what I
You didn't respond.
Well, I don't know, like earth tones.
That's not a favourite colour. That's not a favourite colour. That's not a colour.
What, earth tones?
No.
No, it's colours. What's your favourite colour? Black.
No.
Well, you're wearing all black.
Yeah, because it's Halloween,
okay,
Sunil.
Sorry.
I think my favourite sentence I've ever heard Sunil say now is, I don't know, earth tones.
What's Elliot typing?
Yeah, what are you typing?
Just some notes.
Oh, dear.
Things he's got to edit.
Oh no. Okay.
All right, well.
Well,
it's been fun. What are you doing?
Still surfing the internet.
You're just on the internet. You can't do that.
No, I'm learning as we go.
Learn in your own time, please.
Sorry.
We're working.
Sorry.
Please subscribe to
as
the podcast.
As a guest, this undermines my confidence.
Yeah.
In how much
it's
I
really
am
harsh.
Entertaining you both.
Yeah.
No, you are entertaining, but I just wanted to know.
You're just on your phone looking at horoscopes.
That's a segment in our podcast.
We've been bad hosts.
No, I've been a good one.
If you look back at the footage later, you'll see that I left for 10 minutes. Like a ghost.
Oh, she read about poltergeist.
Like a ghost. Yeah. They are the scariest ones, though. They're the scariest ones because they just throw things and you never know when.
Well, they don't exist.
I saw
if they
a
do
program
exist,
about
they're called
it.
Poltergeist.
I saw a program about it, Sunil, when I was very young.
Oh, it must be true.
I saw footage.
A footage.
You saw a footage, is it? You saw her footage of poltergeist?
I saw a footage.
I saw a footage.
Okay, well, do we feel afraid? Do we feel ready to take on a day?
I feel scared to buy a property now that I
you
know.
You must get on it. No, you have to get on it.
I must get on it, but I have to question them about
just ask
all
if
the
someone's
people
died.
That have died.
Yeah, 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 say
not everyone
who's died
in there. If they know of anyone who's died in there.
Oh.
And if they know, it's because then they have to tell you.
Yeah. Or Google local stories like violent
just
death.
Just Google the term local.
Property.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Local death.
Local death.
Local
in my
death.
Area.
I'll Google it like Harriet does say. Has there please been a death somewhere?
Dear sir, I would. My name is Harriet Kemsley and I would like to know.
How are you today?
Three words is all it took.
Okay.
Local death.
Yeah. Do you have anything you'd like to promote? Oh, Heidi.
Oh, Heidi, too long a podcast.
You've got loads.
We don't accept podcast recommendations.
I like to hear about other podcasts.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Sunil.
Okay.
Grown Up Land on Radio 4.
Woo!
And that's available on the BBC Sounds app, I imagine.
And any iPlayer.
iPlayer.
the little app in your iPhone that has podcasts.
Podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Podcasts.
It's red, I think. Or purple.
Purple.
Podcasts.
Purple.
Harriet?
I am
Do
on
you want
pants.
To promote my...
I want to promote Heidi's podcast and none of Sunil's. I'm on Pants on Fire every Thursday on EE4 at 9
p.m.
I've watched it. It's great.
Thank you, Heidi.
I'll watch it.
I have one final tour date on the 7th of December in Dorchester.
Lovely.
And Bobby Mair is in a series every night that's come up to this day, but you can watch it all now. Called Killer Camp, which is very good themed because it's about killers.
It's very Halloween.
Very Halloween-y.
ITV Player as well, isn't it?
ITV Player. You can watch it. It's very good.
I've got a new podcast coming out.
Fuck off. Anyway, so thank you so much for,
it's called,
for listening.
But Where Are You Really From? It's available on the BBC Sounds app. I think it comes out on Halloween. So what a great...
No, it doesn't. You'll have to delay it. You'll have to delay it.
I do.
Is it Halloween themed?
Someone's going to have to talk to the
BBC. Is this episode Halloween themed?
Which is
I will speak
I'm
to the BBC,
it.
I will. Is it Halloween themed, your episode?
No.
No, then why are you bringing it out on the 31st of December?
End of the month, isn't it? 31st of October.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, I said the wrong day.
Possibly. Oh, also, dear. I'll probably have a web series out soon with Phil Ellis. It's called One Foot in the Game. It's where we play N6.
Can I ask one question? Is this new, this thing you've
been doing
today?
What is with the glasses? Keep bringing your glasses on.
I think it's
cool
to take
unsettling.
Off the glasses. I'm doing it purely for... Please do...
You know there's a video.
This podcast is actually available on video, and it is you get to see a lot more of what we're doing on the video.
I'm in full fancy dress.
Topless special coming up soon. Yeah. No, don't, because then you get sort of creepy people.
I'm up for that.
I think it's available on YouTube under our channel. Why is Harriet crying?
It is.
Do look out for our new web
on
series,
our Facebook page.
One Foot in the Game.
No, stop talking about it.
And I'm probably going to launch another podcast soon.
You can
Harriet's
find our podcast.
Going to be the first guest.
Oh.
Yes, go on.
You can find our podcast. Well, they've already listened to it. So why am I telling them? Find our podcast.
Oh, actually, subscribe. Not
please subscribe.
Rate it,
please share it. Please rate it.
Because we need to get to
money.
A million.
We
people.
Must get to a million people.
Harriet's bought
How
this
close
light
are you to
for
a million?
Not
so pretty close in the general scheme of things. You're right.
Lying gives me a panic. We must get there though. We must. Please help.
I've bought a GoPro, so
we've
I need to pay
put
that
a
off.
Lot of money, and there's been very minimal effect.
Harriet would like to apologise for our performances in the Nationwide.
Oh God, yeah.
So we're both on those.
Sorry, that's annoying. I am sorry.
Sorry about that.
Really petering
out
here.
You can find Heidi on social media at Heidi Regan on Twitter.
Heidi _ Regan. Oh. I know. There was a Heidi Regan.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Is that how it will end?
And Harriet is...
Harriet
well, you know
Kempley.
Where she is, don't you?
Okay.
And Elliot, anything to promote?
Give it to Elliot. Give him the microphone. It's very important.
This Sunday... 3rd of November, Sean and Elliot read the Bible live at the Bill Murray in London. Go and watch that. He'll be in the audience, at least. There's that? One.
I can't come.
Yeah, everyone can go.
This is the first I've heard.
I'll be in Trafalgar Square
everyone will be...
as well, doing a gig.
Yeah.
So come and watch me in Trafalgar Square.
No, stop. No one cares about your gig.
Sorry.
Just
it's fine,
let
but just,
Elliot
just
speak.
That. And, and I'm moving in with Sean. So on Thursday, so when this comes out, I'll be crying because I'm going for a meal with my housemate who's a and I was actually crying slightly earlier in the episode, and I was worried you saw, because there's a bit when you like looked at me, and it's because I was crying, because you were talking about that.
Oh,
so I was
Elliot!
Just in the corner crying. So come and watch me not cry on stage.
Can I just say, I've made...
Fuck you, Sunil.
I don't want to bring it back to me, but I've made Elliot cry and laugh
today.
Yeah,
you have. Yeah,
oh
that's
my
what
God.
We're all aiming for.
Yeah. Why do you hate this podcast? What, I was joking. Because
everyone
was upset.
Crying. I was joking. I was obviously don't.
Because Elliot cried. You're angry.
Yeah. I think it was a joke. I'll be in Trafalgar Square on.
Shut up about that. It contradicts with Elliot's. No, because I'm going to Elliot's free gig afterwards. They go to Elliot's.
I'm going to Elliot's after I'm performing in. I'm doing two gigs in Trafalgar Square on Sunday.
What are you? The 3rd of November. From the Bible.
Yeah.
It's
a live podcast. They're reading from the Bible and like, in a funny way.
In like chat about what you're reading.
Chat about the stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean and Elliot. End of the Old Testament special.
Nice. Yes.
Never thought I'd promote.
Can't
anything
believe
with
you
that
got
title.
Through. Did you get through the whole Testament?
Yeah.
Very good, actually.
Lovely. Thanks for listening and watching. See you soon. Bye. Goodbye.